One of the connections in finding your identity is finding the places where your joy is somehow hampered by your guilt. Now, this seems like a strange thing, but if you were free of all, shall we say, feeling bad about the experiences of your life, and if when a good thing came your way, you could actually accept it, you could actually take it in and enjoy it, that, of course, is one of the things that allows you to expand your identity, the ability to take in and the ability to let what you have taken in expand your own heart and your own consciousness. But these guilt things that you have been taught as a reaction, we would like to speak about them just a bit. We know that you know about them and have encountered them, but you may not understand how they can impact the movement that you really want on your path. Let us say that you come into good fortune, and of course, it is natural to think, and with my good fortune, I will do this for this and this for this. But there is if good fortune comes your way, you must allow yourself the moment to take that in and say, this has been given to me. To me. It does not mean that you will not think of others or other places where you might want to use your good fortune, but you must allow that to be in you, because it must be proper that you receive. We will say that phrase again. It is proper that you receive. And if you scatter so quickly before you have even had time to take what has happened in, then it is going to be difficult for you to hold your own value. And how you begin to use what you know about yourself and your identity, a bedrock of that is the ability to hold your own value. Now, even there, there are times when we see the guilt intercede. It's you may say, I am good at this, but there are so many others who are so much better at this and do this so well. And we feel sure you know how that conversation goes. That is not good for your spirit, because the ability to recognize the value of what you know and what you do, and to hold it, to avoid comparison, but to simply hold it and have joy in it. This is one of the ways you find who you truly are, that ability to intake and to hold. Now, other situations, we could mention many of them, and we are sure that you could too. But let us say from outside, you are hearing, you have done that very well. There are several things that can happen with a communication like that. One of the things that can happen is an objection. Oh no, oh no, I have not done that well. I did it in a mediocre way, it was not perfect, I did not. That's the total rejection of that. The other is the comparison. Oh, but others do that so much better than I do. That is another form of rejection. It is just a little more sophisticated. And there is that third thing that is never spoken, but is often felt. Someone told me I did this very well, and I am in danger. Because in the programming of my life, I am not actually supposed to do very well. That is a dangerous thing. It is a powerful thing, and it was not meant for me. So these are things that we must deal with practically on a daily basis. We must deal with them because they can keep us from knowing that identity by accepting, by valuing, and by knowing our own gifts and being appreciative of ourselves for using those gifts. This is, once again, something that we can certainly track historically. We can find the patriarchal theme through all of that. But this ability to take it in and know it is part of what you need to know who you are. Sometimes with this, we must work in small pieces. When someone says you have done that very well, hold it a little longer before it goes all around. If you receive something, allow yourself to hold it for yourself before it goes away, before it flies away from you. This holding of things to receive, very important. Also, the more you are able to hold what you receive, the larger space there is in your energy for receiving more things. Now, when we say more things, we are not talking about being the accumulators of the universe. We are really talking about more energy and wisdom for doing the things that we are actually here to do. And when the mechanisms of guilt push away what we are receiving, we are then pushing away that the place where that energy needs to enter, to tell us who we are, what we are, and what it is we need to do. So we, again, want to be watchful, and we take these in small steps, which is fine. We will mention now the other side of this, which is, has a certain irony to it. When we have not yet allowed ourselves to hold what is good for us to receive, then we end up holding what is not good for us. And the discernment is difficult then, because we have all manner of reasons for holding on to something that is not like who we are, not what we are here to do. And so the two need to be, well, actually not even balanced, because what we want is the ability to intake and to hold and know that it is good. That's what we need. And as a rule, we have that in parts of our lives. We may look at one part of our life and say, yes, I know how to do that. But this other part, the holding on to what is not good for us, that needs to be abolished. But of course, we cannot do it all at once. If there is more room for the receiving and holding, then there is less room for the holding on to something that is not who we are and that is not for our good. And because we are on a planet and we are creators, it's very important to know about both of these things. When we are holding on to something that is not good for us, if you look at what happens emotionally, you will find, punishing justifications. That is what we will call them. Punishing justifications for holding on to what is not good to us. And very often what we do not realize then is that there is no space for intaking what is good for us. Now, we can work on this in small steps and in many ways in our life. But at a certain point, after we have developed this, shall we say, spiritual muscle, then the self will say to you, this is good and this is not. And the universe then will help you to move in the way that you need to move in order to become more of who you are, in order to have your own identity. And having your identity working well inside of you so that you can then work it in the world. We are going to take a little time and speak about this because we understand this is, shall we say, not one of the easy lessons. So we will take this time. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace all around you. And where you breathe peace, feel that it extinguishes and repels fear. So breathe peace into your thoughts, into your body. Move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a garden growing there. And know that what is growing is going to bring you back to yourself and to who you are, to valuing yourself and becoming that value inside and in the world around you. See what is growing. See the colors, the flowers. Now see that there is water in your garden. And go to that water and drink to refresh your spirit, your energy, your worth. And feel a golden light above your head. And know that that light contains the wisdom and the love and the caring of the universe. So open your crown to receive it and hold it. Take it in. Open your crown to the universe so that it can send you all that you need, all that you love. and feel the golden light flowing into your third eye. And feel the third eye open. And look inside of you to see the fine beauty that is you. And let the third eye help you hold the knowledge of who you are. And let the third eye look out into the world and intuitively know what you move toward and what you move away from. Trust that third eye and your own abilities to know. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let the golden light begin to alter your communication so that your communication brings to you what is you and honors what is you and holds what is you. And let all other communication be displaced and leave your field. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And let the golden light fill your garden and make what is growing in your heart fine and true, full of strength and beauty. Let the golden light help you hold in your heart what you truly are. Feel the golden light flow down into your solar plexus and begin to displace all of the emotions that you have felt and you no longer need to hold, so that there is a place that is golden and light where you feel joy. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into your second center. And feel the golden light allow you to release any shame and judgment that may take up space in your energy, in your thoughts, in your life. Feel all of that moved away. Now feel in the second center that there is a waterfall. And anything that moves through your life that needs to be washed away will be washed away by the water of this waterfall. And so the second center is restored. Begin to feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the root receive that light. And feel that light begin to displace limitations and fear. And begin to be a building energy in your body, an energy that builds on your identity, on what you love, on what you truly are. Now feel that light spread through your body, through your head, down your spine, releasing the burden on your shoulders and your back, flowing through your trunk to heal and to support, down through your arms and hands, so that what you hold is what is good and what is you. Feel the gold flow down through your legs and into your feet so that you are always aware that you are supported and loved as you are, where you are. And this is the love without condition. Now see a path from your heart. And see that path takes you upward, but without effort, without strain. And takes you to a place where with every breath you become lighter. Now know that a teacher is walking with you. Walking with you to a temple. Walking in with you to a place where there is a symbol for your identity. And let the teacher show you that symbol. And resting your mind, allow yourself to know it. Now, remembering your symbol, come back. Come back down the path into your heart. Breathe into your heart. To balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.